This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Western defense ministers met at the U.S. Air Force base in Ramstein, Germany, but failed to agree on providing tanks to Ukraine as it defends itself against Russia's invasion. VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sane reports.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said there is a critical window of opportunity as Ukraine prepares for a spring counteroffensive against invading Russian forces.
This is not a moment to slow down. It's a time to dig deeper.
Earlier this week, the United Kingdom announced it was sending its Challenger tanks to Ukraine, increasing the pressure on Germany to send its Leopard 2 tanks and permit other countries that have German-made tanks to provide them to Ukraine too. Cindy Sane, VOA News.
The U.S. is imposing more sanctions on the Russian private military company that has been aiding Russia's military in its ongoing invasion of Ukraine, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the Treasury Department will soon designate Wagner as a significant transnational criminal organization.
As his military continues to struggle in Ukraine, President Putin is increasingly turning to Wagner, which is owned by Yevgeny Prigozhin.
The White House has also released images of Russia taking delivery of an arms shipment from North Korea.
North Korea delivered infantry rockets and missiles into Russia for use by Wagner toward the end of last year.
Kirby also notes there are tensions between Wagner and the Russian military. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard on Saturday warned the EU against making a quote-unquote mistake by listing it as a terror group after the bloc's parliament called for the measure. This is VOA News. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on Saturday spoke of the quote-unquote unspeakable cruelty and enduring consequences of the transatlantic slave trade, but said she was heartened by signs of progress and renewal in both the United States and Africa. Yellen visited the House of Slaves, a fort built in the late 18th century on an island off the coast of Senegal as a transit point for human beings before they were forcibly transported across the Atlantic, as she continued a three-country visit to Africa. The site, now a museum, often draws high-level American visitors, including former President Barack Obama, the first U.S. president of African ancestry, who visited with his family in 2013. Canada's foreign ministry says the government of Cameroon and some separatist factions in the English-speaking regions of the country have agreed to enter into a process aimed at resolving a conflict that has killed over 6,000 people. The statement on Friday said Canada had accepted a mandate to facilitate the process, and the parties have agreed to form technical committees to begin work on confidence-building measures. The armed conflict, which began in 2017, stems from a perceived marginalization of Cameroon's English-speaking community by the French-speaking majority in the Central African state. Since Croatia became the 20th country to adopt the euro on January 1st, retailers have been accused of using the situation to their advantage to increase profits.
Milk, eggs, I guess all of the prices went up really high.
Some experts say shops are rounding up euro-denominated prices or suddenly hiking prices up by 50% rather than merely converting their prices using the designated conversion rate. Elon Musk has testified at his Tesla tweet trial, AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
Elon Musk took the witness stand to defend a 2018 tweet claiming he had lined up financing to take Tesla private in a deal that never happened. That tweet resulted in a $40 million settlement with security regulators and a class action lawsuit alleging he misled investors. The billionaire defended his prolific tweeting as the most democratic way to distribute information, while also acknowledging that the constraints of Twitter's 280-character limit can make it difficult to make everything as clear as possible. Musk spent about a half hour on the stand before the trial adjourned for the week. He is supposed to return to court on Monday. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Find more on these stories on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.